Hello to everyone, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is your host and business success coach, Trina Newby, broadcasting to you live this beautiful Monday, September 19th, 2011, from the beautiful city of Atlanta, Georgia. As always, it is our goal to bring you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, I hope that you all had a peaceful and joyful weekend and that you were able to have some me time this weekend. Of course, ladies, you always know that it's important for you to get some special time in that you can do something for yourself, even if it's just, you know, having your favorite cup of coffee or tea and just sitting in silence and just reminiscing on how wonderful it is to be here in this world in this day and time. So, again, remember to always take that time for yourself. Our theme this month is Successful Women and How They Do It. And, of course, last week we had a blast. Our guest last week was Sharon Page, author of the book Eat Your Food Naked, and Sharon recommended that we all, you know, literally take our clothes off and sit down for a meal. She said that women don't often truly look at themselves naked, and that's part of the problem why we gain weight. You know, I can agree with that. Because, you know, we probably take our clothes off, you know, maybe twice a day, taking a shower and changing into fresh clothing, but it's such a habit that we actually don't pay attention to our body. I just recently took Sharon's advice and truly looked at my body and took note of what I would like to see changed, and it does cause you to think twice about eating certain types of food. For example, I was in a convenience store this past week and, you know, looking at a candy bar. I normally don't even eat candy bars. I was looking at this candy bar and really wanted it. But, you know, I said to myself, I don't need it and I can do without it for now. I felt empowered, you know, and I walked out without getting the candy bar, and it was just a good feeling to know that I made that decision. And I think in Sharon's book, that's what she's talking about, is really learning just how to make better decisions, how to be more aware of your body, and, of course, eat your food naked is really all about understanding how to eat natural foods that are naked as well, meaning not processed, and then becoming more aware of your body. So I really appreciate Sharon and her frankness last Monday and everything that she shared with us. So, again, if you're interested and learning more about Sharon's book, just go to eatyourfoodnaked.com, and you can learn more about the book and how to get it there. I also want to thank those of you who attended the Focus Power for Business Women on last Wednesday. Wow, we had such a large attendance at that particular teleclass, and I received quite a few emails from women who said they never realized that there is a system to focusing. But, ladies, there really is a system to focusing, and sometimes we're not born with all of these nice, neatly packaged skills to get things done the way we need them to be. So sometimes we have to develop skills, and sometimes we have to develop systems in order to really focus on what's important. Today, we're going to have an information-packed show, ladies, so make sure you have a pen and notepad handy. Because, of course, on Successful Woman Radio, you're always going to get the information you need to put to use right away. Let's take a look at what our show lineup is today. We have community shout-outs. Of course, our social network at Women About Biz is doing very well, and we have a lot of women who are connecting with one another. We'll also let you know about a new channel that's come up on Women About Biz that you'll be excited about. And we're going to tell you about another teleclass that we have coming up on next Tuesday. Now, I am very excited to let you know that we have a special featured guest today who's coming on the show later. It is no other than Nicole Cooper, entrepreneur, internet, and direct sales expert. You're going to learn how Nicole went from zero to a high five-figure income and how she overcame some of her challenges that she dealt with. I know that you're all going to be very, very inspired about this. And, of course, we're going to wrap up today with giving you inspiration for your week as we continue to empower and encourage you to embrace your joy, to claim your wealth, and be successful. So, ladies, as always, we ask a special favor and blessing of you. We want to ask you to flash over on your phone and share with at least one other woman that Successful Woman Radio is on the air live right now. The dial-in number, of course, is 347-637-2589. Again, the dial-in number is 347-637-2589. And, of course, if you are on the Internet right now listening in, definitely make sure you go to Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and post it. It is blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio, and individuals will be able to listen to the show broadcasted live right on their desktop. For those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to no other than Successful Woman Radio, and I'm your host and success coach, Trina Newby. It is 12:06 after the hour, and again, we're going to move on with letting you know about what's going on at Women About Biz with our social network. Well, ladies, I want to first just thank you to those of you who are getting signed up and creating your profile on the Women About Biz social network. As you know, we have a bold vision of having more than 100,000 women to join our social network at Women About Biz. And as you know, anytime you have that many women, boy, we have a lot of power and we can help each other in a lot of ways. So if you want to become a part of this incredible movement, go ahead and get yourself signed up at womenaboutbiz, that's biz.com. Click on community in the top red menu bar. And, of course, if you're already a member, just go ahead and upload your picture and get set up. If you're not a member at Women About Biz, what are you waiting for? Go ahead and sign up for our free silver membership and get your profile all situated so that you can start connecting with women worldwide. And, again, that's our social network. At this time, I do want to just give a shout-out to those women who are really utilizing the social network and making it happen for themselves. And we've got women that are adding some great, some fantastic blog posts as well. We want to give a shout-out to Suzanne Spangler from Harriman, Utah. Suzanne is a business owner, designer, and seamstress of Betty By LLC, so check out Suzanne. We also have Cynthia Turner of Lithonia, Georgia, who is a nonprofit expert, and, of course, you can connect with her. Patricia Homer also, we want to give another shout-out to her. Patricia is an associate with Skinny Body Care, and, of course, she specifically said she's interested in knowing and wanting to connect and share resources with positive-minded women. So you can connect with her right through the community. And Kathleen Grant. Kathleen is a mobile cardiovascular specialist, and, of course, she also is really into personal development and entrepreneurship. So these ladies are all featured in our community shout-out section. So I really want to encourage you to go and connect with them specifically. And then we have a lot of other people who are really connecting. We have Vivian Samuels. We have Janice Jones. Thank you guys for being a part of the social network. Our good friend Sandy Williams is continuing to put out just fabulous information. Sandy just did a really great input with 5 Biblical Forces That Will Change Your Life by Dr. Todd Kuntz. So you guys make sure you go and read her blog input. So, again, I want to thank all of these beautiful ladies who continue to make it happen on the Successful Woman Radio Show. I also want to call out and make sure that you guys are keeping up with some of the great articles that are going on in our channels. Of course, you know, we have several channels that are all pertaining to various categories. We've got personal development, we've got business startup, business growth, business planning, and you're going to hear in a little bit about our newest channel that we're extremely excited about. So stay tuned as we bring you just such great information today that you're going to be able to put to use. It is 12:09 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show, broadcasting to you live every Monday, including holidays, at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Well, I know that all of you have started to prepare for your business strategy for 2012, right? I'm sure that you all have. Hopefully you're all shaking your head, nodding in affirmation that, yes, Coach Trina, I have prepared or I am preparing. I know that I'm encouraging all of my clients to start preparing for 2012, but I want to just really slow down and just tell you guys why it's so important to go ahead and plan your strategy. You know, the one thing that I have learned over this last 25 years in business is that proactivity is by far one of the biggest skills that we need in order to be successful in life. Proactive, doing things ahead of time. As you know, as women, we are multitaskers, so we do have a little problem with being proactive from time to time. But you are definitely going to see so much more. You're going to have better results if you are proactive. Well, the same pertains to creating your business strategy for 2012, and that is very, very important. The one thing that you need to know about planning for your business strategy is that you can't wait, ladies, until January gets here and think that you're going to be able to come up with a few things and then start putting them into action. It just doesn't work that way. As you know, marketing is really about synergy. It's really about a repeated action of techniques that are continually moving to bounce off of one another. And when you don't have those lined up so that they can play into each other, that in and of itself is a problem. But you need to understand that you cannot wait until the last minute to do things. So right now, this is right about the best time to plan for your business for 2012. The next reason that it's so important is because women are really into family and doing a lot of things during the holiday season. And as you know, we all want to have some downtime. We all want to have some play time that we're able to hang out with the girlfriends and go shopping, have fabulous lunches, hang out with the kids, not to mention the fact that kids get out of school. And we have to plan for that time if you have children. In addition to that, it's just a time of the year where just naturally, due to the season, the body tends to slow down and the body wants to rest. The body wants to take some time off. And so what happens a lot of the time is that we give into that without really having planned for the new year. Before we know it, we are in the brunt of the holiday season. And, you know, there's just really not a lot of time to give some careful consideration to what it is that we want to bring into play for the new year. So, ladies, know that at Women About Biz, we are working on a very special telesummit that we're hoping to get up and going in October that is going to help you with building your strategy for 2012. In the meantime, here's some things that I want you to do. Number one, I really need for you to take a look at how your business has been doing this last 3 to 6 months, okay? You really need to know that. You need to know how much money you have brought in, both gross and net profit. You need to know how many new customers or clients you have added within the last 3 to 6 months. And you need to know how have you personally contributed, okay, to your business in the last 3 to 6 months. What accomplishments have you made? Because this is what you have to look at and what you have to evaluate. The next thing we need to take a look at, ladies, is whether or not there are products or services you need to add or eliminate, one or the other. And then the third thing you need to look at is what new services or products you might like to add and what new ways of marketing do you want to have. I mean, everybody is on the boat about internet marketing, but I don't think a lot of women are really understanding what they need to do with internet marketing. And, of course, as you know, we always try to do everything ourselves instead of soliciting the help of others. And that is not helping us either. We definitely have to learn to delegate. So I think if you go ahead and start preparing these three things, you know, looking at where you have been in the last 3 to 6 months with your business, how much money you've made, how many clients you have brought in, the products and services you need to add or eliminate. I think if you start looking at those things, you will be well on your way to evaluating and knowing what you need to do for the new year. So, again, I want to encourage you, if nothing else, to start looking at that. And then I want you to look in your planner, and I want you to schedule at least 2 to 3 days solid right behind each other that you are going to commit to those being your strategic planning days, okay? 2 to 3 days. Depending on how large your company is, you might need a week. But I need for you to go and look in your schedule and get that done this week. That's very, very important. And those days need to be before the November time frame, ladies, before we really get into the holidays. And as I said before, if you're a mom, before your kids get out of school, we really need for you to do that. It is 12:16 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to no other than Successful Woman Radio, sponsored by the site womenaboutbiz.com. And, of course, if you haven't gone to womenaboutbiz.com and signed up for our free membership, make sure that you do that. Make sure that you visit womenaboutbiz, that's B-I-Z as in zebra.com. Click on community in the top right menu bar. Just go ahead and get yourself signed up. Again, like I said before, we have a bold vision, and it is happening to have more than 100,000 women in our private network so that we can really hone in on the power that we have as women in referring, purchasing products from one another, and sharing those resources. I want to go ahead and share with you a teleclass that we have coming up, and that teleclass is Blogging for Success with Women About Biz. You know, if you're interested in learning how to promote your business through blogging on the Women About Biz website, this is a class that you definitely don't want to miss. It is going to be held on Tuesday, September 27th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, that's Tuesday, September 27th, 7:30 p.m. It is at no cost, of course. This teleclass is designed to teach you how to promote your business and share resources not only through the Women About Biz community, but how to blog properly overall. You'll learn how to access your blog dashboard at Women About Biz, how to connect with others through blogging, how to insert pictures and videos, how to create topics based on your business industry that will interest the community, how to create your blogging schedule, which is going to help you overall with blogging in general, and how to develop and gather your content. So this is a teleclass that you will not want to miss. Again, it's on Tuesday, September 27th from 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., so make sure you go ahead and register at womenaboutbiz.com. Click on events in the top right menu bar, and, of course, you'll see the teleclass announced there. I also want to share with you about our new channel that we have at Women About Biz, and I'm talking about no other than our Mommypreneur channel. Oh, I'm so excited about this channel, and I'm so excited about our new Mommypreneur advisor that you will be meeting on next Monday, and that is no other than Janae Miller-Azenstrauss. Janae will be our Mommypreneur advisor, and she'll be bringing to you all kinds of tips and resources and ways to make it happen if you're looking to work from home, you're looking at how to make money from home, you're looking at how to effectively balance your life with your children, entrepreneurism, marriage if you're married. So, again, we have a new Mommypreneur channel. And to get there, you visit womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouse over the text link channels in the top right menu bar, and then click on Mommypreneur, which is about the fifth text link down, Mommypreneur channel. We're very, very excited. And Janae herself will be on the show on next Monday as she brings to you some fabulous tips and resources just for moms who are working from home. I'm right here in the channel right now, and here's some of the fantastic articles that we've got already. Is working from home right for me? Carve out couple time. Janae wrote that article. It's very good because, as you know, when you have kids, and you are working from home, it's very difficult sometimes to carve out that time with your man. So this is a really good article. Activities for kids while mom is working at home. This is very good, and it's coming right at a good time with the holiday season coming up. Here's something that's an article that I really like, food-related work from home ideas. If you like baking, cooking, or what have you, and you still haven't found a great idea, this is a good article to read. And then, of course, a lot of people are always interested in mystery shopping. Now, the one thing I can tell you, since I actually few years ago tested mystery shopping out, you can make some money from mystery shopping, but it definitely doesn't bring in a large part-time income. But it's fun, and it's definitely something that you can really like. So there's an article on do you want to be a mystery shopper and what mystery shopping is all about. And again, I am giving you article topics that are in our very brand new Mommypreneur channel. So make sure that you check it out. It is 12:20 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com. And now what you've all been waiting for, again, you want to get out your notepad, you want to get out your pen, and for those of you who are in direct sales, especially, this is going to be a good one for you, and all of us are just going to be inspired. What am I talking about? I'm talking about today's woman who is making it happen in her business, no other than Nicole Cooper, who is an entrepreneur, she's an author, she's an internet and direct sales expert. So what I'd like to do right now is I want to read some fabulous information about Nicole. Her story is just so encouraging, and we're hoping to do a full feature article on Nicole soon. From broken bankrupt to now living the American dream, Nicole Cooper has painted the picture of survival, drive, and determination. As a realtor by trade, Nicole knows all too well what it's like to build a successful and flourishing business, all to have the walls come crashing down on her. And so, again, I'm just so excited. I'm so excited about this. The turn of the economy would claim the winning title over what was once a thriving real estate and investment career. With her back against the wall and bills mounting higher than a mountain, she says, network marketing would soon serve as plan B for her in hopes of saving it all. Unfortunately, the offline marketing techniques weren't doing enough to bring in an income to win the fight. And with news of a baby on the way, decisions had to be made and fast. So the road to recovery became more daunting as Nicole found her and her family, guess what, homeless, on welfare, and in no hopes of finding a job. However, the internet would serve as her saving grace as she curiously searched the keywords, make money online, opening Pandora's box of the secret society of wealth-building internet marketers. That one keyword search ultimately led Nicole to her mentor, who introduced her to the MLSP community, which was the turning point of her challenging story. Now, after only 5 months of being in MLSP, Nicole went on to become a top earner in her company, earning over five figures per month, building an organization of, get this, 10,000 people in less than 10 months, all while sitting on her couch. Now, that's the part I really love. Nicole has mastered the secrets of social media and personal branding by using attraction marketing techniques. Everyone that has attended her training has shared testimonials of a life-changing experience as she breaks down the simple step-by-step methods of converting leads using free social media sites. And I know that we're all anxious to hear about that. Nicole's mission is to encourage everyone to find their niche and their passion as she desires to teach them how to turn their passions into profits using internet marketing, network marketing, and affiliate marketing. So without further ado, ladies, I want to bring on and introduce to you no other than the internet diva herself, Nicole Cooper. Nicole, are you there?
I am here, Ms. Trina. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, and thank you so much, Nicole, for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
Wonderful. Well, Nicole, of course, your bio is very inspiring, and, you know, anytime we hear of a successful woman who has been through as much as what you've been through, you know, women just need to sit around and gather and just listen to what you have to say, because you have definitely had the stick-to-itiveness to take yourself from some challenging times to be a very successful woman. So I know that the downturn in the economy really impacted you. Can you talk a little about the mental space you were in when all of this started happening? I mean, what should others be learning from your experience?
You know what, I think, you know, just being someone that has gone on to college and made a decision to choose and select a career and had taken my time to build that career and get it to a point where it was finally living out that vision that I had, I personally believed that was it for the rest of my life. I was not aware of challenges coming that would actually detour and totally devastate what you had created. I just thought that once you created a foundation, it was there, you just keep building on it, and it's going to be that lasting impression that will carry you on into retirement. And so, you know, when this first happened, I was in denial. I went through a lot of personal and mental challenges because I'm one of those people that are, I'm a big, big dreamer. And so I just always feel like there's a way out. And I didn't really come face to face with how bad things were until we got served that notice that it was time to get out of our house. And if we didn't, they were going to come and take everything out of our house and put it on the front lawn. And when that happened, you know, I was, of course, obviously very humiliated because here I was one of the top realtors in the city of Orlando, had billboards all over the city and big signs plastered on bus stops and, you know, stuff like that. I mean, I was kind of the go-to gal for real estate at that time. So people knew, they knew me, they knew my story somewhat at that time and the success that I had accomplished. And to see that here I was now once selling homes and now I don't even have one, a roof over my head. It was very humbling. It was very, very humbling. And so, you know, the only thing that I can truly say that saved me was cracking open that Bible and reading some scriptures and being encouraged that there was something that was going to come to turn my life around, because at that point I had no option, no one to run to. I was pregnant, and my husband was looking at me sideways because he's a very stable, focused, non-risk-taking person, and our marriage was in jeopardy. So it was just one of those things where I had no sense of where it was going to go and how we were going to be able to recover.
And so, you know, and I know that a lot of women listening, Nicole, I know that they too have had a lot of different challenges. And how do you gird yourself? What do you start doing to try to gain some sense of control over all of that?
Well, I think for us, one of the things that we had to do was accept what had happened. I think, you know, sometimes we want to blame ourselves. But what I had to do was take a look at what was going on around us and be aware of the industry that we were in. So at that time, everything was collapsing. I mean, this was 2006, 2007. This is when the recession and the decline was hitting hard. The bubble had bursted. I think for many of us, when we get in those struggles, we blame ourselves and we live in regret. And we begin to bury ourselves under pity and, you know, just this whole mindset of I'm a screw up and, you know, I'm not good at anything and woe is me. And we began to believe that we lose our value when we lose our items and our tangible goods. And one of the things that I knew in my heart, I mean, I'm one of those people where I love biographies and I watch, like I'm a big NBC fan and a bio fan. I believe that everybody's life is a story. And I learned many years ago that we all have a birth date and we all have a date where we're going to pass, but it's about what goes on in between the life of the dad. You know, that dad between your birth and your expiration date. Okay, hold on, mommy's on the call. And so basically I knew I had that understanding within me that this was just a story that was being written, but I was in the middle of the book, and this was just my life. And I had to stop feeling sorry for myself. And with a baby on the way, I mean, you know, the one thing that I love about us as women is we're survivors, you know.
Yes.
we have that will within us to make things happen no matter what comes our way, no matter the lack of education, the lack of resources, the lack of support, the lack of help. Women are very good at making things happen to take care of their family. Uh-huh. And instinctively, being pregnant, knowing that a child was coming, you know, just I think a combination of desperation and uh-huh. a desire to get out of that rut, it caused me to begin to research and start digging deep to figure out, okay, what is it that I can do working from home? And I just got on the internet and started Googling stuff. I'm like, okay, work from home online, make money from home, make money now. How can I, uh-huh. you know, I just started typing everything in hopes of discovering something. And so it was just a matter, I think, for women, you know, especially for those of us who we're hard on ourselves. One of the things that we have to be aware of is, number one, we live in America where it's a land of opportunity, and there's always something out there to bail you out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, we just live in one of the most resourceful places. And when I think about the internet in itself, it has become an answered prayer for this economy because you can now work from home. I heard you sharing things about doing surveys, and I actually do training classes, and I'm about to start a teleseminar myself, actually showing people various ways to make money from home using the skill sets that they have, whether you're great at cleaning houses or you're a great writer or you're good at design. But it was just one of those things where the survival method within me kicked in. I don't think it's a gift that I have. I think it's a gift that women and God has given all of us to be able to have that instinctiveness kick in that I got to do something. You know, I can't let myself go. And that's simply what happened for me.
Okay, so what I hear you saying is that you didn't have time to sit down and feel sorry for yourself, and you didn't necessarily know what you were going to do, but you weren't going to sit still. You were taking action.
I was taking action. And, you know, we were living in someone else's house. I was big and pregnant with a baby on the way. My husband couldn't get a job. But another thing that I realized is that we had a library, which was free.
Mm-hmm.
I went and got a library card, and I would go out and check 20 books out at a time and start researching methods in which I can put my value and skills to use and begin to develop an income. So, yeah, you know, I think for a great deal of us, one of the biggest hurdles that people have challenges with crossing is inner belief and understanding who you are and your self-worth. You know, you can go and get all the resources. You can get the books. You can go to training classes. You can get on webinars. You can do all these things. But there's this whole little training method that I'm developing called Do You Take Yourself Seriously? And, you know, I think a lot of us, we don't understand our value or our worth, that when challenges come, we feel we give in and succumb to those challenges because we don't understand the vision or the life that is awaiting us, for us to walk into. And the one thing that I can say is, yeah, you know, I have a background in the network marketing industry, been in it for 15 years, but during that time I kind of wasn't in it. But one thing that it taught us was personal development, and that is the foundation for any level of strength that you want to have when you're trying to progress and succeed in life. And so, you know, there was just this awareness of go pick up some books, go do some research, you know, use this time wisely and take yourself seriously despite the fact that you're homeless, you're on welfare, and you got a baby on the way. And that's
absolutely
kind of, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was saying I'm really gleaning on what you're saying right there, and I hope all of the women who are listening are really taking good notes with this, because not only did you take action, but you made use of what was around you that you didn't have to pay for. And, of course, you know, even though the internet is here, the library is just a huge, huge resource.
Oh,
and, again,
yes,
it just goes back to the fact that reading in and of itself can enhance your life tenfold, 100-fold. And I'm glad that you mentioned that. So at the point when you really started searching on the internet, going to the library and reading, you stumbled across something that really changed your life. And I'm talking about no other than MLSP. You stumbled across a company that changed your life. So can you talk about what MLSP is and how did it change your life?
Well, I started finding all these different websites, and I'm sure many of you guys, if you discovered or went down the whole make money online route, you've come across people, some look real, some look very, you know, kind of questionable. But what happened is I found a young lady who was on the internet, and this young lady seemed to be everywhere. It seemed like every time I was Googling something, her face was popping up, and I began to follow her, and she actually led me to MLSP. MLSP, this was during, I think, 2007 maybe, or 2008. But MLSP was just launching its internet marketing training program for network marketers. And what it was, it was this revolutionary system that was designed to show you everything about attraction marketing. And I had never heard of attraction marketing before. I didn't, you know, I saw The Secret, but I didn't quite really know how it worked in the marketing world. And I didn't have a marketing background. So MLSP is one of those places where it is probably the university for internet marketing and attraction marketing, because it gives you information about absolutely everything about this industry, from social media marketing to personal branding to how to become a leader. It was just like a one-stop shop for personal development and business development. And so I got involved in this system, and what I loved, they had trainings every single week, but then they had like a myriad of resources back there. And I remember my daughter, she was a couple months old, and I would take care of her while she was awake. And during her nap times, I would be up on this system nonstop reading and studying and attending webinars and taking notes. And during the time we were still broke, I went to my father and just told him, you know, some of the things that I had discovered and asked for his support. And my dad said, you know what, here's my credit card. Use it for whatever you need. I believe in you. I trust in you. You know, just keep me abreast with what's going on. So he became my sponsor. And all the tools and resources that I need to get like an autoresponder, to develop a blog, to do a myriad of things that internet marketers have to do, I actually began to get those things accomplished because my dad would fund me. But see, I wasn't in a network marketing company at that time, but with all the information that MLSP taught me, I discovered the ability to become a consultant. So I began to consult people with all the knowledge that I had so I could try to make some money while I was still learning the things that I was doing for them. And that just kind of funded me to afford to continue to learn. Because sometimes we get so blindsided and we're like, oh, I'm working on this program. And, you know, I just really want to focus and zone in on this. But you still need to be smart and have money coming in. So I said, okay, if I'm going to have these expenses of paying this monthly fee to be an MLSP, have these autoresponder messages and all these different things that I have to pay for, let me take this information that I have and let someone in the offline world discover what I do know, although it may not be an expert per se, but I've learned enough to go to doctors and motivational speakers and say, hey, have you set up a blog yet? Do you understand about keywords and search engine optimization? And actually, I began to acquire, you know, thousands of dollars in customers and clients who worked with me, and they paid me, and I began to outsource some of that business to people overseas. And this whole little operation developed. And ultimately, you know, with all of this knowledge that I got out of MLSP, I mean, to this day, I've made over $250,000 because of that system. And I got into a network marketing company. By this time, I had put to use and implemented what I learned. That's another thing. People spend a lot of money on stuff, but they never implement it. And I went ahead and I actually put this stuff into practice and started utilizing all the things that I was doing for other people for myself in my network marketing business. And by my fourth month in the business, my check was nearly $13,000. So it was kind of like, it seemed like it was an overnight success story, which it wasn't. It had been about a year of me studying and really working hard to master those principles. But my point in saying that is the resources, we have a plethora of resources out there that, you know, and I always tell my husband, no matter how many challenges we'll ever face, we should never, ever be broke, because you can always take some form of information that you've learned and turn it into income. Because the internet is just that amazing place that people come and they buy information nonstop. You know, they want to know more and they will pay you to learn it. And when you know it and you can take things off of people's plates, they'll pay you to take care of certain tasks for them. So that's kind of the story of how it evolved into me getting into that position of, you know, broke, bankrupt, and then getting to the point where I made, you know, over 100 grand in less than 10 months a year after applying for welfare. And it you know, it seems like a Cinderella story, but to be honest, it's just simply about implementation. I mean,
Okay.
Same resources that everybody else has, but you got to get creative with how to make those resources work for you to turn them into income, and that's kind of the niche and specialty and passion that I've developed to begin to support and help other people to discover how to do just that. So that's the story.
It's wonderful. Well, and, you know, so many women, you know, I'm glad that you mentioned implementation. And as you know, Nicole, and I'm sure you agree with me, it's true, as women, we can get overwhelmed very easily because of all of the things that we're trying to do. And then we can also be big procrastinators on things, you know. And I know we can buy all of the things from Internet to e-books to so many different things and then not do one thing with them and then make the statement, nothing's working. So my question to you is, for those women who really want to be successful on the Internet and can't seem to catch on to it, what do you think it is? I mean, I know I've mentioned procrastination, but what else do you think is going on with why so many women are still not able to be successful on the Internet?
Well, here's the deal. The reality about Internet marketing is that it is extremely overwhelming. Like, I cannot emphasize that enough. Internet marketing is so many different elements to it that if you try to do too much too soon, then you will get information overload. So one of the things I had to do, I'm one of those people who, I don't know if you guys are familiar at all with the different personalities, the red, blue, green, yellow, or choleric, pragmatic, but I'm an extreme blue personality, which means that I'm one of those people that are doing 50 things at one time and very rarely will complete one of the 50 because I just jump from one idea to the next and I get so excited about something that next thing you know, I call it the idea. I just wrote a blog entry about it. And it's you know, the instant idea syndrome is what I called it. So the thing that I had to do was to stop trying to do everything at one time and pick a specific area and just zone in on it and master it before I try to move on and do something else. And I think that will be the key for people is to, you know, it's okay to document goals and things that you would like to accomplish. But, like, for example, and I heard you talk about, you know, some really good things about focus and productivity and things like that. But at the beginning of the year, you know, as you mentioned, getting prepared for 2012, one of the things that I did a year ago, last year, I was traveling all over the world, and, you know, I was gone 2 weeks out of the month, and it was just very hectic schedule, and I had all these ideas racing in my head that I never had the chance to sit down and zone in on and actually implement. So what I did, I shut everything and everybody off from, like, October to December. I went on ahead and sacrificed my income. I sacrificed, you know, just a lot of the speaking engagements and things that people were offering me so that I can gain more control over my creativity and some of the things that I wanted to accomplish. So I just accepted the pay cuts and you know, denied some opportunities. But what I did is I was able to write down every single idea that I had in me, and it was probably about 12 pages. And I would write down everything, whether it was personal fitness and wanting to get in shape to putting my daughter in dance and gymnastics to me and husband having date night once a week sorry, my baby's in the background. I am a stay-at-home mom. So even to the point of my business where I wanted to start a writing company and books that I wanted to create and products that I wanted to develop, and I wrote everything down. And what I did is I went back under each one and began to elaborate on how far I wanted to go and the different ideas and things to, you know, creativity that would go along to support those ideas. And then what I did is I went on ahead and went through them all and picked out the ones that will make me money now and the ones that will cost me money now. So if there was something that would cost me money, like I had a development idea for an e-commerce website, but it was going to cost me a lot to develop this. So I put the things that would cost me money on the side, and I looked at the things that were going to make me money, and I began to prioritize them. And then I went on ahead, and I had mapped out my whole year because I took one project a quarter and said, okay, I'm going to focus on this for this quarter. Then I'll focus on this second one for the second quarter. And that's exactly what gauged my activities this year. It allowed me to start a training program that I wanted to develop, get some products developed that I wanted to develop. And now I just recently launched a writing company, it's called PLR, Private Label Rights. I was able to launch that, and that was a vision I had a year ago. But it allowed me to stop everything else. Like, you know, people call me all the time with different network marketing opportunities and different this and different. I mean, opportunities come at me so much because of my presence on the internet. But now I say no so gracefully and excitingly because I'm not moved by people's opinions of what I should be doing. I have a plan. I have a plan that if an opportunity comes my way and it doesn't fall in line with these goals that I have, then it's not going to be accepted. It's easy to say no. So now when people come to me, I don't, like I said in a blog entry, I just said, I don't care if it was Oprah. If Oprah came to me and gave me an opportunity and it doesn't fall in line with that vision that I have, regardless of how great she is, if it doesn't give me that connection to where I'm going, then it's not a good fit for what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you can gauge control over the activities that you get involved with and the distractions that you allow in your life. And it really does take time. Yeah, it just takes time to get to that point where you're confident enough in your ideas. I think people need to build that personal confidence and belief in themselves and the vision that they have, because that vision is coming from a much greater source than yourself, but we have to begin to believe and act on them, and that way we'll find ourselves being more accomplished and productive rather than sitting back and feeling like we're in Groundhog Day. You know, we're at the same place every single day. Next year, you know, you don't want to be at the same place next year that you are this year. You need to be making progress, but you got to believe in that vision that you have and stop questioning yourself. And I think, you know, once you start doing that, then it's so easy, and you gain control and confidence to really pursue opportunities and deny them.
Wow.
So,
well, you know, I just, you know, I am just in such awe of you, Nicole, and I want to just say to you, you know, you mentioned Oprah, but you are a Oprah in your own right as well, because you love people, you're passionate about the internet and who you are and what you're trying to impart. To even the listeners who are listening now is seen. I'm sitting here and I have a page full of notes, Nicole, already from your blessing of being on the show today. So I just want to just ask this also, because you mentioned several things. I want to go back to what you say you did when you blocked off that time, because I'm a big advocate of taking that time out. Nicole, so many women, oftentimes women get propelled into something and feel like they can't stop, because if they stop, they're going to lose money. But I see now that sometimes you have to lose money to make more money. You've got to take off that time to really pay attention to you. And that seems like what you're suggesting is that you've got to get all of that stuff out of your head so that you can gain some clarity.
You know what? Absolutely. And here's another thing about money. We need to be financially literate, okay, because another issue that I see, even I had it. I grew up in an environment where I was kind of spoiled. We had everything we ever wanted. You know, money was never an issue. I got a car at the age of 15. I had started my own business at the age of 9. I would make up to $500 a week at the age of 9. So money came to me in abundance where I literally believed it grew on trees. And I never, ever experienced any level of poverty in my life. We were the household that fed the community. We took every family member in. My mother would raise all the babies, whether the mother was on drugs or, you know, there was a divorce going on. We were that household of abundance. But one of the things that the dangers of that is I grew up so ignorant about money. I remember bouncing checks for 17 cents. And, you know, just I just thought that credit cards were just like a free card to shop until you drop without no level of responsibility or commitment to pay those bills. And, and so when I look at my real estate career and the amount of checks and money that I was earning, yes, I was earning, you know, five figures a month in real estate, I wasn't necessarily foolish, but I wasn't that wise with how I spent my money. I mean, I bought every property that came across the top. If somebody came to me with a condo deal and it sounded good, I bought it. If I went to sell somebody a house at a new development and they didn't want it, I bought it. I was just buying stuff, and I set myself up for failure, and I didn't do that well at saving, although I thought I was doing things well with investing. That was the rich dad, poor dad era, and I thought I was going to be a multimillionaire with real estate. But losing all that money was also, to me, God's way of saying you were not responsible for what you had, because I never really had a cushion. So this go round when I made this money, you know, people hear, oh, six-figure earner. And, yeah, I was making $30,000 in a month, and that was great. But one of the things that I learned from that previous experience is, number one, don't change your lifestyle. You still need to live off a very minimal percentage of your income, you know, no matter how much money you make. And I, there's a couple of other friends that I have. They make over $100,000 a month, and their overhead is $4,000, you know. And
stash.
So I took the Dave Ramsey class, and I recommend all of you guys take Financial Peace, but having an emergency fund, start off with a $1,000 emergency fund, getting out of debt. You know, I was making all this money, and I didn't pay off my student loans. You know, we don't get smart with money, and then we want to sit around and cry and complain and wonder, oh, why did things fall apart? Well, because you didn't responsibly manage what you had. And so one of the things that I did learn last year, one of my girlfriends that was in a business with me, she was very successful. I mean, she would make $50,000 a month. But they saved so much of their money. And she was like, Nick, make sure you're putting a huge chunk of money to the side so that if anything shifts at any given moment, you can live off of it. And I think what happens as an entrepreneur, especially when you have a business, we believe that, you know, oh, I'm going to give everything up to pursue my business. Well, listen, guys, your business has overhead. Right now I have about 10 employees working for me, and I'm about to hire about 10 more people to help me with my writing company. So a great deal of my monthly income goes right back into my business. I don't care if I make $50,000 a month. That money, a great percentage of it, probably over 50 of it, is going right back into the business. So we have to understand that if you want to take time off to develop, you got to plan that time off. You have to, you know, Susie Orman and Dave Ramsey teach us, have 6 to 8 months of living expenses stashed up. And I know for me now, it's like I went shopping on Saturday, window shopping. I got a baby on the way. But I'm thinking, this is baby number two. Why spend $1,000 on baby furniture? No, get on Craigslist and go spend $100 for what you would spend $1,000 on, and you start putting that money to the side for when that baby comes, and you might not be able to work because you don't know what's going to happen after you have the child. You know,
Great thinking.
We just have to really get away from this entitlement mindset of, well, I work so hard, so I deserve to go buy me a new car. No, I just got my pink slip in the mail. I got two cars that are paid for. One is 2002 and the other is 2005. No, they're not fancy. And yes, I look like a soccer mom, but I can care less because they're cars that are paid for. I don't have to worry about that debt. I'm not worried about trying to drive a Range Rover to show people that I'm successful. I mean, that's just not true wealth-minded thinking. So I think, you know, for many of us, to answer your question about how I was able to do that last year, well, I still had money set up and coming in for me to be able to take that time off. And not to mention, I was forced to take that time off because I was so burned out. I had burned every end of my candlestick, and I had to sit down and actually give myself that time. So my point is, for those of you who feel like you want to do so much but you don't know where to start, I think the starting point would be save enough money so you can afford to take the time out to think properly. Because if you try to stop and start focusing on your business – but you are broke and you're struggling trying to pay your bills, your creative process is basically it's paralyzed. You don't have the freedom to think about those things that you want to do because you're worried about how in the world you're going to pay your bills and if you're going to get evicted or foreclosed on. So it takes some very wise planning. And, you know, it's so funny because I hear my mother and my grandmother and everybody from back in the day when I'm making all this money, they're like, Nikki, save for a rainy day. Don't get all caught up in thinking that this going to last. And mine's okay. Money continues to grow. Money. And next thing you know, Ma, can I come stay with you for a couple of months? You know, we really have to be wise. And I think a great deal of our issues is not external, it's internal. We're not willing to deal and face with the things that we're doing that's holding us back from making any level of progress. And so I think financial literacy is like, I think financial literacy is at the crux of where most people's issues lie, from personal development to confidence to progress to being able to have clarity. It's all there. So,
yes, definitely. Well, I mean, everything that you're saying, I'm just so excited about it
because I've just been such an advocate for women to take action, to implement, to be wise with their spending and all of this. So this is just so wonderful. Well, I don't want to run out of time before, first of all, just asking you to let the women know how they can learn more about you and what you're doing. What's the best way to do that?
Well, currently I have a blog. We're in the process of developing a whole new website for some of the things that we have coming up. But I would say tap into my blog. It's themailboxmoneyblog.com, themailboxmoneyblog.com, or just go to NicoleSCooper.com and get on my email list, because there's a lot of things that I have coming up for trainings and teleseminars and coaching opportunities and things that are not network marketing related. A lot of it is personal planning and the things that I've discussed today about how to actually figure out where you should be in your business and personally to, what you need to do to get there. Those are some of the things that we'll be focusing on this upcoming quarter. So NicoleSCooper.com or NicoleSCooperFanPage.com, which is my Facebook page, or themailboxmoneyblog.com.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And last but not least, if, you know, just for the next 45 seconds or 1 minute, if you could just let us know, what does success mean to you?
Success to me is knowing your true purpose and calling in life and living it. It's not about money. You know, some of you guys are designed to be, you know, taking care of infants. Some of you are designed to be feeding the homeless. Some of you are designed to, you know, be doing missionary work. It's not about money and it's not about things. I think it's about knowing your purpose and being in a social environment of support, and just having a spiritual balance in your life where, despite what's going on around you, you understand that there's something so much greater than you, and someone so much greater than you that will guide you, that nothing can ever hold you back from your destiny in life if you understand that spiritually. So that would be
wonderful
to me.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Nicole, you have blessed a lot of ladies who are listening to the show today, and I know that you have. And from the bottom of my heart, I want to say thank you, and as you and I have discussed and talked about, I am hoping to get somehow get you involved with Women About Biz, and so that people can know your talent and what you're doing, and let people know about your teleclasses. So I hope to be talking to you soon, and I just want to, again, thank you for your blessing. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it, and I was excited to be here. Thanks, everyone. Feel free to connect with me.
Take care.
Come on over to... Okay, I was just going to say, let them come on over to Facebook and at NicoleSCooperFanPage.com, just so I can connect with some of the people on the call if they had any questions or anything that they need
answered. Okay, wonderful. Okay, so you guys make sure that you go to Nicole S. Cooper fan page at Facebook. And again, if you don't get that, just put Nicole S. Cooper in the search bar, and she will come up. And again, themailboxmoney.com. So thank you so much. And for those of you who maybe tuned in while we were doing the interview, you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm your success coach and host, Trina Newby. And, of course, make sure that you go to womenaboutbiz.com. If you're not a silver member, which is our free membership, make sure that you sign up and become a part of our 100,000 women movement that we're creating on our social network. We've got a very active social network, and this just gives you a chance to continue to connect with other women that you may not know across the world. Well, we have one last minute before the show, and so what I want to do is, again, I just want to give you some inspiration for your week this week, and I want you to know that joy, peace, and abundance is yours for the taking. You know, so many things happen to us, so much going on in the environment that we don't often feel like we're in control of our own lives. But I'm here to tell you that God has made you the controller over your life, and he's giving you the opportunity to create as much joy, peace, and abundance as you possibly can. And so at this time right now, I want you to reach your hand out, and I want you to say, joy, peace, and abundance is mine. That's right, say it. Joy, peace, and abundance is mine. Well, for all of you who are listening, the show is about to end, but I want to thank you, and remember to tune in next Monday to Successful Woman Radio at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Remember, joy, peace and abundance is yours. Take care, everybody.